Welcome, Diane. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, when you discovered you were a writer, how did you choose screenwriting over conventional fiction?
I always loved movies. As a kid, I loved going to the movie house on Saturday morning, and whatever was playing, I pretty much didn't care. I just loved it. And I think movies are the art form of our time. If Charles Dickens was alive today, he'd be writing movies.
All right. What was your training for screenwriting?
I had no training for screenwriting. I went to LA in 1990 and just thought, I think I want to try to write. I had a master's, but it was in 18th century rhetorical theory, which has, of course, nothing to do with the real world or screenwriting at all. So I just had this thought that I wanted to try to write, and I wanted to try to write movies, and they were in LA, so I just went.
And how did you start knocking on doors?
At first, I started trying to write the great screenplay, which meant to me, I bought screenplays. You can buy them out there. And I bought them and I read them to look and see how people did it. And I think like any other kind of writing, you read what you would like to write. And if you read good stuff, maybe you have a shot of creating good stuff. So that's pretty much how I went about it.
Can you share some top tips about how to break into the field and how to pursue a very successful career?
Right. It's a really tough field to break into. I often tell people you have a better shot of winning the lottery than selling a screenplay, which is sad but true. There's no career path. There's no follow these 10 steps and, you know, you'll get in the front door. So you have to make your own steps. And a big part of that often means being out in Los Angeles, because scripts get read based on who knows who and so forth. And unless you're there to make those connections, you might not get over the first hurdles. So you kind of have to be willing to fly by the seat of your pants and do that. Another way, though, if you absolutely can't be in LA, is to enter contests. There are some contests that agents troll for new clients. And by entering contests, your work can get seen and passed on to so-and-so, and then maybe you have a shot.
What do you think of fiction writers who actually do their own screenwriting?
You know, there aren't too many. It's often the other way around. Oftentimes, a writer is particularly good at screenwriting and not very good at fiction, and vice versa. I think if someone can do both, that's great. One of the reasons the studios don't usually want authors to write their own screenplays is because they're too close to the original material. 500-page novel has to be a 110-page screenplay. It's real hard for an author who's so close to that to cut it down to a manageable format for that film.
What control, if any, does a screenwriter have over the, you know, the process, or I won't even say the final product, but the process?
You don't have a lot of control. It's a collaborative art, making a film. The first step is the screenplay. I mean, you have control as you're writing, but your control disappears the minute you go into a room with other people who have read your work and want to give you advice on how to rewrite it. They have all kinds of reasons for wanting these changes, and some of them may not, you know, coincide with your reasons as the creator and the author and the person who cares about this story, but they have what they think are good business reasons. And if you don't make the changes, they will hire another writer to do so. So you have to learn to let your love of your own writing go. You have to learn to be collaborative and take advice and try it somebody else's way rather than yours.
Are there a group of screenwriters who you admire? I mean, certainly the general public isn't very familiar with, you know, the best screenwriters.
Yeah. Name a screenwriter.
Exactly.
I challenge any person in America pretty much to name a screenwriter. Right. They're just not the stars. The person sitting alone in a room, pounding out this creative idea, bringing to life these people that you end up loving on the screen, that person is someone you will never meet and never know. And we think, oh, the director, what a wonderful film he made. Well, how good a film could it have been without a great script? But nobody, it's boring. You can make a film on how XYZ movie was made, and you can go with your film crew to the set, and you can watch the director directing and saying, you do this and you do that. Who's going to want to take a film of a writer alone in a room with his laptop? You know, it's not going to happen. We don't have a glamorous profession, but we're the ones that create the words and the pictures that everybody else's jobs depend on. So in some respects, we're it, you know, we are it, and we get to enjoy that process. But it is a process you enjoy alone. And, you know, it's not something that's that exciting or glamorous. So yeah, nobody's going to know us. But you know what? That's okay. I don't necessarily want to be known as a screenwriter. I was saying to somebody earlier today, when I get on a plane anymore, I never say I'm a screenwriter. I usually say I'm a librarian, because then they'll leave me alone to read my book. If I say I'm a screenwriter, they have a story that would make a great movie, you know, and that ends up ruining my plane ride.
Is there a great difference between a playwright and a screenwriter?
Yeah, in a theater, a playwright is king. You do not touch a word of a playwright's dialogue without going to the playwright and saying, is it okay if we make this change? That's sort of laughable for a screenwriter. They'll change your dialogue, your you know narrative, anything, you know, if they think it'll help the story move forward. So, you know, the playwright is really God. And in terms of writing in general, playwright is at the top. They have most control. Then the novelist, then definitely down there somewhere is a screenwriter. Yeah.
What about writing for TV, the small screen versus the big screen?
Yeah, there used to be a big dichotomy that screenwriters, film writers were considered to be higher level, more prestige than TV writers. But I think these days, I've only written one miniseries myself. I haven't done much TV writing, but I think the television these days, I mean, things like Mad Men and so forth, they're just amazing. So I think some of that stigma is disappearing, and that writers should be able to do both. It's still unlikely, though. Usually you're a film writer or you're a TV writer, and not too many writers do both.
Would you, should aspiring screenwriters take classes or go to university? What?
Right. Well, I think for me, it was reading screenplays. It was reading screenplays and learning the format and learning how scenes fell together. That inspired me and helped me learn to write. I think it just varies from person to person. I think the one thing people can do is be in a group of writers who read one another's work. If that means a classroom, or if that means a group that meets every Friday night around the kitchen table, I think it's really valuable to read your work aloud to other people and have them comment on it. So whatever venue you can do that in, that's great.
What are your current projects?
I just had a script optioned. It's the details are being worked out right now. It's called Hemingway in Paris, and it's set in 1920s Paris. It's Hemingway as he was writing A Sun Also Rises and kind of moving from wife one to wife two.
So, I mean, I've recently read, and we previewed on the show, The Paris Wife. Does it have a lot of overlap with that?
I hope not. The Paris Wife is something I would never read because having written a script in the same genre, I would not want to be influenced by that book. Mm-hmm. I understand, however, that that book is told from Hadley's point of view.
Correct.
And mine is told from Hemingway's point of view. And it involves both Hadley and, you know, Pauline, the second wife. But it's very much Hemingway's story, not her story, even though she's certainly a character. But it's one of those things. I wrote a script on Edna St. Vincent Millay, too, and a biographer wrote something about her. And I've never been able to read the biography because if somebody makes my film, I can't be touched by somebody else's point of view. I have to keep to my own. And the irony is, of course, I'd love to be able to read these other people's books because the subject interests me so much. But, you know, I really can't. So The Paris Wife, unfortunately, I don't know anything about it other than it's from Hadley's point of view.
I know that a lot of authors, when they're researching a subject or a place, they actually have to go and live there for a while and soak up the details. Is it the same for a screenwriter?
Absolutely. Place is everything, especially when you're doing period pieces or historical pieces. You need to go where that person lived. You need to walk where they walked. You need to have the audacity to put yourself in their shoes and imagine what their life was like. And you can sit behind your laptop and imagine what Paris was like in the 20s, or you can go to Paris and see the cafes they lived in and imagine Hemingway sitting over in that corner, you know? I mean, it's really, really different to sit and imagine. I have a great imagination, but it becomes an uber imagination when I get to Paris and am able to put what I know about Hemingway into that cafe. So the script becomes better. You must go where these people actually lived.
Do screenwriters do extensive outlining like authors do, or mostly you do the research and then do the writing?
Every writer is different. Most writers do extensive outlining. I am not one of them. I don't even like outlines. you know, however, most studios require them. I've often told my agent to just, you know, forego the outline, for which you'll get, you know, several tens of thousands of dollars to do an outline. I'd rather not have the money. I want to write the script from scratch without having to follow an outline, even an outline I've written. But generally speaking, they want to know what your overall concept is. So they make you do an outline first and then you do the screenplay. So it's kind of the way the business is.
So it's important to have the kernel of the idea before you actually flush out the 200 pages.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. 100, no, never 200. 100, 110, generally speaking, or so is what it is. It's about a minute of screen time is equal to one typed page of the screenplay. So 120 page screenplay is 2 hours. Mm. And you don't see many 2 hour movies anymore. They're usually more like an hour and a half or a little bit more. So 100, 110 pages is what to aim for. Mm.
Well, Diane, thanks for taking time from your very busy schedule to speak with us. Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for asking.